Good evening, everyone. You okay? We are in Hilchos Tefillin. We are up to Siv Gimel in Siman Chof. Hey, says the Shulchan Aruch, HaRosh, the Heilig Rosh, Hoya Mesadir HaBrochois, he used to say the brochas at Oita Yisrael B'Sifara. The Rosh himself, when he used to come to Shul, he used to say the brochas of in the Birkas HaShachar. He used to say all the brachas until Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. Ve'oz, and then Hoyo Meniach Tefillin, then he would put on the Tefillin at that stage. U'mevorech Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. And then he would say the brach of Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. So we see the reason for that, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nud Beis, because there's an intrinsic connection between the brach of B'Sifara, we say the word B'Sifara, and the Tefillin. And the reason is, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Yud Beis, Ve'oz hoya, k'day liten shavach ve'hoidoye bevrocha zu gam al ha'tfilin. When we say the words, Oite Yisrael b'sifara, we are also referring to the tefillin, because tefillin are also considered a pe'er, a crown. Tefillin is like a crown on our heads. And pe'er, which translates into crown. So when we say the brach of Oite Yisrael b'sifara, it is only right, says the Rosh, that we actually put on the bracha, that we put on the tefillin at that stage, together with the bracha. Shenema apecho chovu sholecho. The koel ha-tefillin is pe'er, the crown is referring on tefillin. Shem pe'er, it's a crown, le'Yisrael to Yisrael. Kmo shenema, as it says in the posuk, ve'rohu kol ame yo'oretz, ve'yoru mimeko. Ve'dashinon, and this refers to the pe'er, that posuk refers to tefillin shebrosh, the tefillin on our heads. So this is why there's an intrinsic connection between the bracha of Oite Yisrael b'sifara, pe'er, sifara, pe'er, crown. That's why we put on tefillin, that's why the Rosh used to put on tefillin that stage. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Gimel, have you ever seen anybody doing that? So, in the middle of Birkas HaShachar, putting the tefillin on? Mishnah Berurah also didn't. He says, he quotes in Sifkot Yud Gimel, the Atz Lechaim. Mvorich Oiter Yisrael, but Atz Lechaim Kosav. The Atz Lechaim says, Lo Yisri Shanoagin came to Malcolm, I never saw anybody doing this. Never seen anybody who has got that minik. Rak menichin atfilin, but the minik is that people put on tefillin earlier. Koidem Birkas HaShachar, before Birkas HaShachar. Oy achkach, or some people have the yidin to put afterwards. But certainly in the middle. Kol echol lefi minog, some say the Birkas HaShachar first, and some say put on tefillin first. But in the middle of Birkas HaShachar, to put on the tefillin, that the Malbim says, I've never seen anybody doing that minik. Rak uisi medakting lemashpish tefillin shel yad, but I have seen people who are makbet, when they say the Baruch Oite Yisrael B'Sifara, they will touch the tefillin, between Shiliad and Shilrosh, Bisham Vach Bochazu. They will touch the tefillin when they make the bracha. He said the medaktikin people are extremely careful and they want to fulfill a little bit, to some extent, the words of the Rosh. They will touch the tefillin when they make that bracha. But certainly, says the Malbim and the Mishnah Berurah, there's no, nowadays this minhag does not exist anymore of making, of putting on the tefillin whilst we say Oite Yisrael B'Sifara. Siv Dalet. Tzorich Shiut tefillin Olav B'Shaz Kriyas Shema V'Tefillah. There is a must. A person must ensure to have the tefillin on when he says Shema and Tefillah. Why is that so? The halacha doesn't exist with regards to Ashrei, Baruch She'ama, Oleinu. But there's a must. You must wear the tefillin when you say Kriyas Shema and Tefillah. Why is that? Eidus. Very good. That's right. That's precisely the point. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nud Dalet. Lechol ha'pochus, at the very, very least, b'sha'as kriyas shema, when we say tefillin, kriyas shema, we say shema, v'tefillin shmoyne esre. K'le kamon tzimun lamed zayin tziv beis. V'amrinu v'gemorah, this is going back to Gemorah. Kol ha'koyre, everybody reads, kriyas shema, shema, b'li tefillin. Somebody says tefillin, somebody says shema without tefillin, harei hu, he is, k'ilu meit edu sheker be'atzmo. It's as if he is saying false testimony on himself. Chas v'sholem. V'pirsha v'toys v'slefi sh'oim u'ksharetem le'ois v'ein kosha. He said, how can you say u'ksharetem le'ois al yudecho? Say a big shema with goysik, with big kavonas. When you speak about kshira, putting on a tefillin, and you're not wearing a tefillin. It's edu shek, it's false testimony, it doesn't make any sense. How can he say u'ksharetem le'ois al yudecho, and you're not wearing tefillin? He's just saying false testimony on yourself. Therefore, you must ensure at the very least to say to have it filling on then. Yeah.
Say again.
What
Good. That has to do with the Zman of Tefillin nowadays. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Hashem. Zman of Tefillin. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Hashem still. That's a very good question. Why is there such a huge emphasis with regards to Tefillah? Rabbi said, it's a very good question. We understand that by Shema, there is a must, but why Shmoina Esra? There's no, we don't really seem to speak about Tefillah at any stage in Shmoina Esra. So why is such a link to Shema? I must tell you, I haven't got a good answer. It may have to do with the fact that you can't interrupt. Maybe it's an indirect reason. Could be. Any other suggestions about that? Why but tefillah is it so crucial to have? It's not made a dushaka alechora. Yeah. So nice thought. So maybe that's the connecting to our Shemoneh Esrei. Nice thought. The Mishnah now says something about Isai, and I'm very curious to know what you think about this. The Mishnah then carries on and he says the following words. The second white line, the first few words. V'kosav v'sefer charedim. The sefer charedim writes. The mizeh nilmat. From here we see. K'she'oyma v'ohavto es Hashem. The very first pasuk of Shema. V'ohavto es Hashem Elokecha. Yireh, he should see. Lehachnes to enter in his heart. Avos Hashem Yisboach beliboy. He must enter in his heart great love for Hashem Yisboach. Shelo yireh kidoy v'shekichas v'shalom. He says, just like, what a beautiful, profound Mishnah, just like you can't say Shema without your tefillin on because you're saying false testimony. Says similarly, says the Mishnah, the name of Sefer Charedim, that you can't say the words of after Hashem Elokech should love Hashem without loving Hashem. It's false testimony. It's Eidu Sheker. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that amazing? He said, you can't just say, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, because if you haven't got the love in your heart, then it's Eidu Sheker. Interestingly, the Mishnah says, Kedoy V'Sheker Chas V'Shalom, like speaking Sheker. Interesting. Rabbi, so what do you think about this? Quite a challenge.
When you translate the Shema, you're saying that it should be, you're saying the imperative in the second person, you're not saying, I hereby declare that I love Hashem, you're saying you should love Hashem.
Yeah.
So it's not really declaration. It's not really
a well. True as well, and also it is ultimately it is a mitzvah as well. Avos Hashem is one of the mitzvahs, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says you can't just speak about that mitzvah, you can't mention that, read that mitzvah without feeling it, without fulfilling it.
Training yourself into doing it. You're not saying I hereby declare that I love Hashem. You're saying you should love Hashem.
Right.
So we're sort of drumming into ourselves rather than.
Yeah, but how does it make sense to fulfill a mitzvah by saying the words V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha? Ultimately, you're saying words, you're not fulfilling it. The Mishnah Berurah says this is Kedoy V'Sheker. The Mishnah Berurah elsewhere discusses how do you actually fulfill that mitzvah? How do you actually get to love Hashem? Interesting question, how do you get to love Hashem? The Mishnah Berurah speaks about it elsewhere. By keeping his mitzvahs, yeah. Love of Hashem, how do you develop love for Hashem? Dishu. You see that? Very good. Well, you wanna send that to them? You wanna? Yeah. It's definitely thinking about all the good that Chofetz Chaim elsewhere speaks about, thinking about all the good Hashem has done for every single one of us. We all have got our own lists, and if we think about that, that's the way to think about love of Hashem. Continues the Mishnah Berurah and addresses the following shaila: what happens if a person just hasn't got tefillin? If a person hasn't got tefillin, what does that mean? He shouldn't say Shema.
Of course not.
Says the Chofetz Chaim, v'da, and you should know the loy amru ken elok she'osim ken b'meizid. This is only talking about if he does it with in b'meizid willingly. He willingly. Shemitzatzel is lazy, negligent. Leoniach tefillin, to put on tefillin. Koidim ki Hashem is negligent in putting on tefillin before Shema. Aval Mishael, not tefillin, but somebody hasn't got tefillin. Oikshu b'derech, or he's on his way. Umachmas koir, but because it's extremely cold. Vetzino eini yochale aniach tefillin, he's unable to put on tefillin because of the extreme cold, or because he's traveling, he's just unable to put on tefillin. Cholchai gavne, anything similar to that. Pevadai, certainly, eino le'achik ki Hashma, he should not delay the saying Kriyat Shema Bizman and it's right time Machmas because of that. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Mishneh Berurah says that if you are unable to fulfill the mitzvah, if you're unable to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin at this, you haven't got tefillin available, you just haven't got it. Don't because of that. So okay, I'm not going to say Shema. I'm going to wait a couple of hours until I get tefillin. No, say Shema now, although you haven't got the tefillin. Imagine it could easily happen. Somebody's just has a flight. Imagine a flight. Somebody's just going in, and the gates are opening, and you know he's going. Otherwise, you're actually going to have an opportunity of saying Shema in the morning. It's going to be long past Sof Zman Kriyat Shema. You want to? So you should certainly at this stage say Shema, although you haven't got the tefillin. You can't put on tefillin as you're entering the airplane. You can't put on. So you should say Shema, although you won't be able to put on tefillin. Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice deal. It sounds like from this a little bit that if you can still, yeah, good deal. That's a nice deal. How about you say, what happens if you know in half an hour you're going to get your tefillin? It's still going to be within the Zman of Shema. It's a very nice deal. Rabbi say, what happens if you know in half an hour you're going to get your tefillin? In a half an hour you're going to get it. It's still going to be well in the time of saying Shema. But you haven't got tefillin now. Why can't you wait? So Rabbi Yosef is talking with Daik. It sounds like from the Mishneh Berurah that Idah Chanami, you shouldn't wait. You shouldn't wait. That's right. You shouldn't wait. That's what it sounds like. Because he's Medayek. Can I quote you? Yeah. Bevadai ein lo leachi. You should not delay Kriyat Shema bizmano. You should not delay saying Kriyat Shema in its right time. Machmaseh because of that. Bizmano, and it's don't delay it, bizmano. So if it's still going to be in Zman, you should wait. Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Very good, yeah. Interesting, I'm not sure. It's maybe a duke. Nice point. Continue Shulchan Aruch Sifev. Yichav manachos on the intention that you should have, your kavanah should have when you put on the tefillin. Shetzivonu HaKadosh Baruch Hashem has commanded us. Leoniach arba pashes elu to put on us the four parshas on us. Sheyesh b'em yichud shemoi, we discuss in those parshas that we have on the parshas we put on filling is yichud shemoi, to be miyached ribbono shlem v'yitzias mitzayim, and also yitzias mitzayim al hazroya, on our arms keneged alev, next to the heart, v'al harosh, on our heads keneged amoyach, against our brains, kedei in order shenizkoir nisim, we should remember the miracles when he flies, Shah Saimon, all the great miracles that Monza Hashem has done for us. Shem Moirim al Yichudo, they show the great miracles, show the Yichudo, the great, that they show the presence of Ribbono Shel Olam. Vasha lo yakoyach, that he has the power, Vamem Shalah, the authority, by El Yoinim, higher up, of Atachtoinim in this world. Lasos Bohem to do, Kirtsoy Noi, as he wishes. Those powers that we put on tefillin, on our hands and on our heads, it shows that Ribbono Shel Olam it reminds of the great Nisim when he flies Hashem has made, and that shows that Ribbono Shel Olam is really ultimately in power of the whole world. Ve'ishabed is an enslaved like Kodesh Baruch Hu to Hashem. Hanushama, our soul she b'moyach, our souls which is in our brains. Figama leiv in us our hearts. Shu ikir ataivus v'machshavus, the heart which is the source, the mekoyer, the ikir ataivus where all our yetzer is, v'machshavus and all our thoughts. Uvazen by putting on tefillin yizkoy, he'll remember haboyre Hashem v'yamit anoisam, and he'll decrease his taivus. So that's what the Mishneh Berurah says. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That we should, when we put on tefillin, the kavanah should be that we miyached Ribbono Shel Olam. We remember the nisim. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Kotten Tezayin tells us leoniach arba parshas v'yesh noyegi machmazeh, that some people have a minhag likra is to read arba parshas, the four parshas which are in the tefillin, to read them afterwards as well. Le'achar nochat tefillin, after putting on the tefillin, some yidden read those parshas. Haynu kadesh v'yoki yavoch ki v'yoki the Shema v'ayim Shemaya. Bilavochi koyin kol Yisrael b'shas ki Hashema. So the other two parshas we anyway say, but the four parshas are to be the medaktikinam. Read or make sure to read all four parshas after actually putting on the tefillin. Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan Yud Tes says, on the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yoniach shel yad, tchila first, we put on the tefillin shel yad, V'yivach leoniach tefillin, first we make the baruch of leoniach, we put on shel yad, this is the baruch of leoniach, V'achakach, and after z'yoniach shel roish, we put on tefillin shel roish. Why is it this order? Why is it that we first put the bracha? Why is it that we first put on tefillin shel yad and afterwards the tefillin shel rosh? Why is that so? First yad and then rosh. Good. Why was it made in that way? That the why? You're actually right. Malim b'kodesh. Good. Nice thought. Very nice. Very nice. So I was told about a very interesting vault by a brother, a very nice vault. Very Tzviyash Ferber, mamash, a beautiful vault. Exactly, very nice. Can you share with us? The beautiful vault that ultimately a Yid, by us Yidden, the action comes first, even if we don't fully understand what we are doing. And even if we don't understand the depth of our actions, lemaise. Now, as we say, at the Kabbalah Zatoy was Nasa V'Nishma. Let's just do it. We'll try to understand it afterwards. First, we fulfill the mitzvahs. Then we go to the Deir Shushir. First, let's do it. And that's why we have Tfilin Shel Yad first, which represents actions. Actions. And Tfilin Shel Rosh, which represents the understanding, the deeper understanding of it. That's at the later stage. But first, we do it, and then we try to understand it. Tfilin Shel Yad, and only afterwards, Tfilin Shel Rosh. With regards to the, isn't that a beautiful vault? Isn't that beautiful? Really beautiful vault. The Mishneh Berurah said in Seif Katan Yud Tes, Tfilin, Halamed Bedogesh, and that's the way we read Tfilin, Tefillin, Halamed Bedogesh, that's what the Mishneh Berurah says, it should be Tefillin, should be read Tefillin, not Tfilin. Seif Katan Chof, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, Al Mitzvahs, Bepasach Tachazavov. We don't say Al Mitzvois, Tfilin, but al mitzvahs, shuloshen yochid, which is a singular. V'lo yoyim ha-becholim, don't say it in the plural, shuloshen rabim. Right, now comes an interesting discussion, which there's a huge machloikas between the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the opinion of the Ramah. A very important machloikas, which is actually based on the machloikas in machloikas Rishonim, and it goes down machloikas Ramah Shulchan Aruch, and it goes all the way down to different minhagim nowadays. The Sfardim on the one hand, and the Ashkenazim on the other hand, with regards to the bracha or brachois of putting on tefillin. What is the minhag of the, how many brachas?
If you don't speak, it's one bracha.
If you don't speak, you say one bracha. So the minhag of the Sfardim, we're going to see soon where that comes from, is to only make one bracha by putting on tefillin. Not so the minhag of the Ashkenazim, who make two brachas. But it's interesting to note that even after having said the second bracha, we say Baruch Shem Kvamachzul Elayon Vayit, which refers to what, which implies that what? That is some sort of element of Sofik Bracha in it. We'll have to see that and see that. So this Machlokes we're going to be seeing now. Let us see how the Shulchan Aruch starts. He says as follows. First you put on the hand, afterwards the head. Only make one bracha for both tefillin. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Lo yivorech. Do not make a bracha. Kim bracha achas. Only one bracha lishtem for two. V'yesh oimrim. But some say levorech al shel roish al mitzvah tefillin. The Ramah says the meaning is to make shel roish on the shel roish. You make bracha mitzvah tefillin. Afilu lo yhifzik bentime. Even if it didn't interrupt. This is the minhag amongst the Ashkenazish Yidden. That we make two brachas. And it is proper to say tomit always. After the second bracha, to say the words of Baruch Shem Kvayim Achus Le'olam Void, as we would normally say after Baruch Levatola. So the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that we will only make one bracha unless you're interrupted. Yeah. Say that again. The Sfardim,
they do it just after putting on the Shel Yad, covering both.
Correct. That's right. Covering, yeah, I'm saying, I think you meant that it covers both mitzvahs. Yeah. Yeah. Before, but covering both brachas. Correct. Yeah. The reason for that being that one bracha for both of the tefillin. However, even they agree that if a person, as you mentioned, even if Shulchan Aruch agrees that if a person interrupted between the tefillin shel Yad and tefillin shel Rosh, he will then add the second bracha that we make by, that we Ashkenazim say as well. So, he will not. He will just make the second bracha. We interrupt that. We'll get to that. Yeah.
What's the point of saying a bracha and saying
Rosh? Very good. Mishnah Berurah asked that question. He's going to answer that question. So, right. So, the Mishnah Berurah in Tzev Katan Chav Aleph says that the way this works is as follows. The reason why we make two brachas is that we actually pass like Rabbeinu Tam, Tzev Katan Chav Aleph, V'toiv Loima, Mishum Chashash Sofik Levoach Levatole, Kmo Shikos Levesim Reishvav. It says as follows. V'loishu Sofik Gomit. It's not a real, genuine Sofik. It isn't. The imkain, because if so, eich yevorich, how could you make a bracha misofek bracha levatol v'ismochal shema bracha nekvachsul oylam v'ed? It doesn't make sense that we just say a second bracha if it really we would feel that you don't make that second bracha. Really, we don't paskana. Really, says the Mishnah Berurah, elo danan bnei Ashkenaz as Ashkenazim sviralon. We hold the loch gedas Rabbeinu Tam. We hold like the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that really you make two brachas. One bracha for shel Yad and one bracha shel Rosh. Rak le'rafcha de melzcha, but since we know there is an opinion that holds that you only make one bracha, therefore we will add the words of Baruch Shem afterwards. But really we pasken like the opinions of Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim that hold that you make two brachas. You actually do make two brachas. It's not really a Sofek bracha. It's not really, we don't really consider this as the main opinion. The main opinion is that it's two brachas. We make two brachas. But just in case, you might as well say Baruch Shem. He does end off saying, "Ve'izoyer, you should be careful. Me'oid shelo loyim abaruch shem rak ach shehadeg shel roish al shel roish ka'oy. Only make the brach of shel roish once you've attached it firmly. Don't make it before. Just make the im loyken yas hefsek ben brach le'anochem v'yebrach shel vatole." Says, do make sure that you make the bracha. We'll discuss that in greater detail in Mitzvah Hashem still. But you should make it as you are firmly putting it on. That is the right time to make the bracha. We'll discuss that in Mitzvah Hashem in greater detail at a later stage. To recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem is Baruch Shemoy. We spoke about the Rosh, who tells us about the connection between the Tifor, the words of Bet Tifor, of Oit Yisrael Bet Tifor, and the Tfilin. And he actually said the bracha of Oit Yisrael Betifara, and he said, and he put on the tefillin simultaneously. That's not the minig, as the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Malbim, but was somehow medactic to actually kiss, to touch the tefillin, as I say, the Baruch of Oit Yisrael Betifara, because again, Tifara, Pe'er, crown, all referring to tefillin. We spoke about the importance of wearing tefillin once one says Shema. If a person is an Oynes, this rule does not apply. We did bring the Sefer Charedim, that just as this applies with regards to saying Shema without tefillin, similarly also a person, how can a person say V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha without feeling the love of Hashem as he's saying those psukim. We spoke about the intention, the kavana of putting on tefillin, which miyachad Ribbono Shel Olam, and think about the nisim and flows that he did for us. We then started speaking about the fact that we first put on the tefillin Shel Yad after Shel Rosh. We spoke about the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that says you only make one bracha unless you interrupt. And the opinion of the Rama, that paskens like Rabbeinu Tam, that you will make two brachas. And that's how we pasken. There's no spoche sofik of bracha levatole. However, the Rav Chodemelcha, just in case, we might as well say the Baruch Shem afterwards. And we shall continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.